Hey Lovies, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC, Mystical Charms here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and we're going to talk about our 2025 yearly forecast. So first and foremost, oh my god, what was that? 2024 was a bombshell of a year, and we finally made it over the hill. Oh Lovies, 2025 is a 9-year. Yep, 2 + 0 + 2 + 5 = 9. And 9 in numerology is all about power, speed, and applying necessary pressure to solve a problem or just to solve problems in general. Luckily, now that 2024, an 8-year, is over, we can now focus our energy on reaping everything we've worked for. This is also a great year to begin new goals, dreams, and intentions. All life paths this year will be amplified. 9 always mimics our true selves, true destinies, and the things we lack. Anything times 9 is always 9. Example, 9 × 3 = 27. 2 + 7 = 9. So I hope the 8 karma, you know, of 2024 prepared you for 2025's accountability. So I'm just going to go through all 12 zodiac signs, and I'm not going to go through them in order. I pulled tarot for each sign, and I attached to it my interpretation for the entire year of 2025. So here we go, starting with Aquarius. Considering Pluto moved into Aquarius in November, I wanted to expand upon Aquarius first and foremost. Okay, so the first card I got for Aquarius, well, the only card I got for Aquarius was the Hanged Man. Your thirst for revolution will be quenched. However, understand, order also has its place in problems and problem solving. Life is a game, so the ends are just as important as the means. So don't get too eager to do anything this year, Aquarius. Even though the sun and the stars are in your favor, you're also in Pluto, which you will go through a transformation or death or rebirth over the next 20 years. Next is Pisces. I got the Lovers. Okay, so you may have let your ego take control, but you will regain your personal power within to move those mountains that you think are bigger than you, but they're not. Scorpio, we got the Hierophant. You will face your biggest fears of conformity and may be on the bottom of higher authority. Let go of pride and allow for assistance, even if you didn't ask for it. Very important, because you too are also going through death and rebirth. Leo, we got the Knight of Cups. Very interesting. Freedom is a responsibility like others. You may find yourself on a journey to repentance, humility, and reflection of what is gone. Taurus, we got the Wheel of Fortune, which I love, because 2025 is actually going to be a pretty good year for you all around. All the seeds you planted have bloomed. Good fortune must be met with careful preparation. Do not let what you planted choke you like the vines of the abandoned jungle. Surely someone else will take your hard work and swing into greatness. Fuck that. Sagittarius, you got the Two of Wands. You are on the road to improvement. In any area, you may know that you fall short. You are now ready to get back to interacting with the world at large. You're not going to be perfect, but understand, you have more to offer than you may realize, so open up. Gemini, you got the Nine of Cups. You've known what you really wanted for a long time now, and you know what you want is good for you. So pursue, by any means and all means, your goals. You're going to be judged either way, so get to what you want and teach others how to do the same. Virgo, you got the Knight of Pentacles. You were already a giving person and a hard worker, but now it is time to place that energy to build your future. This includes people or things you may have forgotten or neglected. Give more of yourself rather than material things. Aries, you got the Nine of Pentacles. Promotions and massive wealth is in your future. Remember not to overwhelm yourself of what you know is coming. This will establish positive changes in your finances and your overall social life. So don't get a big head, but understand that you have worked hard and deserve this. Libra, you got the Eight of Wands. You may be feeling nearly complete, but not totally. You may feel compelled to go on a teaching crusade and offer up everything inside of you. In the process, you will shred anything you no longer need. Cancer, you got the Six of Swords. You will not be able to sit still this year. Adventure is calling you, as always, but this time on your time and not anyone else's time. You may move homes, jobs, or both. All tears will be from joy, so have gratitude. And last but not least, Capricorn, we got the Six of Wands. Expect victory in all conquest. You may need to limit your goals to not be overwhelmed. Plus, fewer goals are easier to achieve. Accept and expect praise, glory, and recognition. All right, lovies, that's all I got for 2025. Have a happy holiday and a happy new year.